I'm known in a lot of circles for what we call the fumble. They had a 21-3 lead on us. Okay, we done. This is John Elway. We're not supposed to be in this game. But we battle back. We going in to actually tie the game, and I fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line. A failure. It was a failure. It hurt tremendously. And a lot of people judge me based on that particular one play.
We had a great event here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame this morning with Ernest Biner, Reggie Hodges, and Bobby Martin. Three people who really, really gave us a look into what character is about, what perseverance is about, determination, and teamwork.
Two high schools represented today. My role in particular was to share basically, part of my life.
Failure. You're gonna fail. You're not going to be perfect. You're going to succeed at some other stuff. But all the experiences are there for you to learn from.
If I would have gone back and looked at that game, that off season, I think the healing process would have been a lot simpler. But to hear fans say that we wouldn't have been in that game if it wasn't for me is, there is some gratification in that. The biggest thing is that I had to be man enough to take responsibility for the play, for the fumble.
People gonna give you blame. People gonna call you on your mistakes, and that's okay, cause you're gonna fail. But also know you get back on it. Now, if you can stay focused on what you want to achieve, what you want to be, then you can overcome. Part of growth is teaching to others. Share the experience that you've had, because this life is just not just for me or just not just for you. It's for the other people that are around you that can learn as well.
Ernest, who was one of the great running backs in Cleveland Browns history, along with his teammate and friend Kevin Mack, talking about the teamwork that they put in together to make the Browns successful. Yet he came back to the one thing, unfortunately, too many people think of when they think of Ernest Biner, who had a brilliant career, is the fumble. He used that as a life lesson, not only for himself, but shared with others how a fumble, as his book says, everyone fumbles. You will fumble in life, but you have to recover from it. You have to go forward. You have to use it as a learning experience, and you can't let it tear you down.
There's many layers to both winning and losing football games, as it is in winning and losing in life.
So one experience, one fumble, one bad thing by you, or one great thing by you doesn't make you who you are. It's all of the experiences.